Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, November 16th, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 17, the third paragraph, The Tremendous Fact, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Shelley E., 12 Traditions, Martha M. Reader, the text is Lisa B. Shelley E. will read page 164, and the backup reader is Shelley E. The reference number for Sunday, November 15th, the special edition, is 15,789. And for this morning, Monday, November 16th, the 7 a.m. meeting, the reference number is 15,793. That's 15793. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lorraine N., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members, and we are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Shelley E. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Texas. And here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Number four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Number six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Number seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Number eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Number nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Number 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Number 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And number 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Shelley E. And now I'll ask Martha M. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Martha M. I'm from Connecticut. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I want to thank you, Dawn, for your service. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Martha M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speaker's, should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 17, the third paragraph, starting with the tremendous fact, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Lisa B. to begin reading. Good morning, Lisa.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for your service and for everyone that's there. My name is Lisa B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina, and I do spell my name L-E-S-A. It says, the tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Well, this is one of my favorite chapters. It's such a wonderful paragraph full of optimism and hope. This is a step one chapter, and, you know, they really don't disclose with great obvious clarity what the solution is yet. Right now, there's still spoon feeding me hope, and that's what I needed when I came in here. So, it says tremendous. That means very great in intensity, extremely good, excellent. You know, it's a tremendous thing because I was able to get abstinent countless times, but I could never stay abstinent. I would always go back to the insanity would return. So when I came in here, I was very discouraged and not full of hope. And when I started seeing and hearing in the voices that there is a solution and the people are getting recovered. When I got to this chapter with my sponsor, I was still riding almost the high, you know, of, wow, there really is a solution, but it wasn't spelled out for me yet, you know, what exactly it is. But all I knew is that there is a solution because I could hear it in her voice. I could hear it on this line. And then I love the word fact. A fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true. Why is this a fact? Because it's been working. It's been working for countless people. It worked for the first 100 people in this fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. I needed to hear recovered compulsive overeaters because I didn't believe it was possible. Like, how do you have permanent recovery? How do you stay recovered? I didn't believe it was possible because abstinence was the whole problem for me. Life is extremely difficult in abstinence for me. And then I love it says join in brotherly and harmonious action. Well, there's a clue there. Hello. Action. It is an action program. It's a precise program that we follow in our basic text here. And when I follow it specifically, I will get a result if I'm doing it in entire abstinence, you know, and that's why I love following. It's like a textbook, starting from the beginning, understanding what I need to get in the door, which is abstinence, according to the doctor's opinion. And then also it says harmonious, free from disagreement. We don't have to have our consequences look alike. Like I don't have to eat railroad full of food like some people do. I just know that my insanity with food shows itself for me, but I don't have to have it identical to other people. So there's harmony, you know, there's harmony and it's action. So I just also wanted to share that when I got into the chapter more about alcoholism, I didn't know I was in denial, but I thought you guys were going to teach me how to eat like a sane person, and then I could go back, you know, to my alcoholic foods. Okay. But I wasn't there yet. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa B. And I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And who would like to share with us this morning?
Laura W.
Was that Laura W?
Yes.
Okay.
Mo K.
Mo K?
Yes.
Okay.
Cassie K.
Cassie K. I have Laura W., Mo K., Cassie K. Anyone else?
Dion R.
Dion R. Well, let's start with that lineup. We have Laura W., Mo K., Cassie K., and Dion R. And now we'll have Laura W. share, and please tell us what state or country you're calling from so anyone who might wish to contact you from the member list may do so. Good morning, Laura.
Thanks, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in New Jersey. This is a very powerful paragraph. It says, we have discovered a common solution. And when I first came into OA over 20 years ago, I thought that solution was a weighed and measured food plan. I thought the solution was not eating certain foods to trigger my allergy. I thought it was about, you know, maintaining that food plan and focusing on a food plan. And then that food plan became my higher power, and I got obsessed with it. And I realized today, being a recovered woman, that the common solution is death of self, you know, and the common problem is not necessarily food. The common problem is that as addicts, we are, and I'll just speak for myself, I am obsessed with self, and I'm selfish and self-centered. And, you know, it really does nothing to do with the food. The solution is what binds us together, not the problem. And we can agree that we join in harmonious action. We don't join in harmonious talks about, you know, hey, does this work? Does that work? Action is what makes this program work, and action is what makes recovery work. And what makes the disease work is staying in self and not reaching out and helping others. So, you know, I always say we're all, just like this whole page reminds me of, like, we're all on the Titanic together, no matter what level we're on, from Park Avenue to Park Bench. It's all about taking the action that the 12 steps lays out for us. So we don't even have to figure it out. It's right there for us. The 12 steps tell us what to do. And it's the great, and fact. It's not a suggestion. It doesn't say that, you know, the tremendous thought that we have is that we've discovered a common solution. It's the fact that we have a common solution to this. There is a way out. And that's what this book was originally supposed to be called, The Way Out, but there was a book already titled that. So they changed it to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm just grateful today to be taking action every day, waking up every day, and upon awakening, you know, thinking about the 24 hours ahead, as pages 86 through 88 tells me. And if I follow those directions, I can continue to have today what I had yesterday, and that's a good thing. So keep coming back. If you're struggling, there is a solution. We have a common solution. You're not alone. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Laura W. And Mo K., will you share with us now, followed by Cassie K.? Good morning, Mo, and please tell us where you're calling from.
Mo K. from Sacramento, California. I'm relatively new in this program, and, you know, I've been in OA for a long time, but I've never been able to get abstinent. What I like about this reading is where it talks about joining in the brotherly and harmonious action. So for me, I thought the common solution was just showing up to meetings and kind of auditing the course and not really doing it. Working with my sponsor now, it's helping me realize that I need to make this program my first priority and really do the actions. Rather than just knowing about the program, I have to actually, you know, get off my butt, write the 10 steps, call people, you know, reach out, and all the things I'm supposed to do. So, yeah, just wanted to speak up and claim my seat. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mo K. Great to have you here with us. All right, now we'll have Cassie K. share, followed by Dion R., and then I'll be opening up the lines again to take more names for shares. Good morning, Cassie, and please tell us where you're calling from.
Thank you, Dawn, for your service. This is Cassie K., calling from Massachusetts. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be on the meeting this morning and to be reminded of the depth and weight of the solution that is presented to us in this book. You know, sometimes it takes an outreach call with a fellow for me to be reminded of all the actions I can take right now to support my own recovery. And it is true that over time, my array of specific actions that can keep me in serenity and peace and acceptance has definitely widened. And it's because of connecting with other fellows in this program. And it is true that my definition of the solution for 5 years I came to OA was in finding the right food plan and sticking to that food plan. And it was only after a number of years of not being able to maintain abstinence for a long period of time that I finally awakened to the fact that I really hadn't yet found the 12 steps and how to really integrate them into my life. And here we have a promise that we can live in harmony with each other, and we also have commonalities and we have differences, and yet the spiritual toolkit laid at our feet in this book is what helps every one of us work with our own personal journey of becoming well again. I'm so grateful for this program and this fellowship, and with that I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy K. And now we'll have Dion R. share with us, please, and after that we'll be opening up the lines. Good morning, Dion.
Hi, good morning. Hi, this is Dion R. from Ohio. Grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. As said before, I thought the common solution is with finding that one special diet plan or food plan that would help me stay on track. I thank God that wasn't it. because some foods didn't that was suggested throughout my years before OA. I didn't like. I just felt I could do it just to surpass the time and get that desired outcome, and then go back to normal eating. And gently, my higher power let me find the food plan that was good for me, which I heard from my OA. Food taken with your dietitian and doctors and see what's best for you. But that was just the beginning. That was the step one for me. And then, oh my God, the common solution is realizing that I needed spiritual help, and I could find out how I can get spiritual help by working with you guys. And you guys showed me and introduced me to the God of my understanding after showing me what my problem was, you know, and how I can connect with that solution at any time, any day, anywhere. And when I get off course, you guys and that higher power showed me how to get right back on course. And it took self-discipline, self-punishment, many years of self-punishment to find out this is the solution. And I'm so grateful you guys are here, and I'm going to pass with that. Thank you, Kathleen, for your service, and I'm going to pass with that. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed holiday season.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Dion R. And now I'm going to be opening up the lines again to have people share. And we're on page 17, the third paragraph. It starts with the tremendous fact, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. So who would like to share with us this morning? I did want to mention that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last few days, we would like to take your name this time.
Lois P. from New York.
Liz F.
Lois P. Liz F.
Mary G.
Mary G.
Deborah G.
Bruce.
Deborah G.
Bruce E.
Bruce E.
Beth
Jody
M.
H.
Jody H. And I missed someone's voice there. Okay, I have
Robin Joe B.
Patty Joe B.
Robin Joe B.
Oh, Robin Joe B. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's stop with that lineup there. We have Lois P., Liz F., Mary G., Deborah G., Bruce E., Jody H., and Robin Joe B. So good morning, Lois, and please tell us where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning, Dawn. Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. This paragraph just really struck me. It says, we have a way out. Now, that way out for me has been a way out of isolation. Regardless of what my external life was like, whether it was my job, my marriage, my personal relations, I always had this secluded little place inside my being where I just needed to face the fact that I wasn't good enough, I just couldn't handle my life. There was that special place that then I would go and get my substance or my addictive behavior and just punish myself with it or seclude myself in that little place of isolation and calm myself or reward myself. That isolated little place, I now have a way out from. And my addictive behavior really will overtake me again if I go into any sort of isolation, if I segregate myself from our common group. We can join in brotherly and sisterly harmonious action. I have a family now that understands me. All of us who are here, whether we're speaking or just listening, we are part of a family. Anyone can pick up a phone. I do pick up a phone. I can call anyone on that 7,000 person list and not feel alone. I just know that. So that sense of having a way out is here. It's given to us. All we have to do is walk through that door into this community. And every day we have that opportunity to leave our isolated, negative, self-absorbed, self-denigrating little isolated place that drives us to our addiction and enter the light of this community, which is love, which is higher power, which is a whole new life of service and opportunity. So thank you, Dawn, and thank you, everyone, for allowing me to share. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Lois P. And now Liz F., will you share with us, followed by Mary G.? And Liz, if you'd tell us where you're calling from, please.
Sure. It's Liz S., excuse me, calling from a parking lot in New Hampshire. And there are several things in this paragraph that really struck me. And the first thing is the hope and the optimism. There's so much of that, and there are four we's. I was so used to living my life as I. Everything was at I. And here's this wonderful paragraph that's we. You know, it's all about we. It's about we as a group, we as a fellowship, it's an entirely different focus than I lived my entire life. And a way out, I never had a way out. I didn't even consider that there was a way out. And here in this, first page of There is a Solution, they're talking about this way out. And it's the last sentence that this is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. That also offers me tremendous hope. And I think, too, that I read this paragraph and I think you're going to have to change the way you think, Liz, because that word we keeps coming back. It keeps coming back at you, which means you're going to have to start thinking about the way you live and the way you think. And obviously that happens later on as Bill focuses very clearly on the self, having to perhaps take a back seat. And I think that's very important for me to remember when I read this paragraph, that this is no longer going to be about me anymore. And it's such a wonderful start to starting the steps. And I think that's how I read it, and it's exciting, and it really gives me chills. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Liz F. And Mary G., will you share with us now, followed by Deborah G.? Good morning, Mary, and please tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mary G., calling from Mesa, Arizona. And thank you very much for letting me share. This paragraph just really spoke to me in such a way. The common solution, when I first came in, I thought the common solution was for OA to teach me how to eat normally. I thought that's what everybody wanted, was just to lose weight. Although I heard people saying you have to work the steps, I had no clue what that really meant. Later on, I came into a group that, said the common solution was the food plan that you followed. And everybody did it the same way. I'm grateful that I don't have that anymore. I wasn't able to keep up with that. But the solution that I hear in these rooms are the fact that, I have to work these steps, which means I have to change. I have to change my eating behaviors. I have to change my eating. I have to change my attitudes, my reactions. I have to have a totally different way of looking at life. And that's the solution that I hear. It doesn't matter what my food plan is compared to yours. It just matters that, we have the solution of working the steps, and we have to be honest with other people. I never was honest about my food. I always was trying to, get away with something, just sneak something in. And to me, this really is the great news that this book offers, because people who suffer from compulsive overeating, it is a suffering. And even if they don't recognize it or don't see it, it is something that, will affect them down the line. I suffer from some of the ravages of this disease. And, today I'm so grateful that I can get on this line and share with others who, do have this common solution. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mary G. And now Deborah G. will have you share, followed by Bruce E. And please tell us where you're calling from, Deborah. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for chairing the meeting. And Lisa, for reading and sharing, and everyone behind the scenes that's making this meeting possible. And my name is Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Arizona, and my kitchen. I love that parking lot. That's good. I'm in my kitchen. And I love this paragraph. And I had recently relapsed, and I am forgiving myself for that. And in that forgiveness, I am moving on into the steps again. My sponsor is taking me through the steps. And that first step experience of I have no power, I can't do this. I've been calling other people and sharing my first step experience with others. And they've been, excuse me, sharing their experience with me. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience of sharing the first step, plus also 12-stepping and helping other people. And it's amazing the feeling and connectedness I'm getting to go from that I to that we, because we're doing it together. And then that second step experience, you know, is that I've learning that honesty too in that first step, and reality, and the honesty that I can do it. But there is a power in step two, that power in my conception, learning my conception of that power. And here I'm, you know, going into solution, going into solution, and it feels good because I can feel the solution. And then the third step, oh, I just did it today, and reading it here on my knees, and really taking in that prayer into my heart and into my feet. And I have to live it. I want to live these steps. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah G. And now we'll have Bruce E. followed by Jody H. Good morning, Bruce, and please tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, good morning. And I'm calling from right in the area of Fort Myers, Florida. And glad to be on the line. Thank you for serving moderator and all the others serving here and everybody on the line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have discovered a common solution. We have a way out. And my name is Bruce. I'm recovered down here. And we have a way out. And I heard that somewhere that the way out came from, I either read it or heard it. Bill was initially thinking about naming this book The Way Out, or A Way Out, or Way Out, or something like that. So he sent his friend Fritz Mayo to the New York Library to find out if there was a book by that name. And there was 7 or 8 of them with that name or similar names. So they didn't call it The Way Out. And they called it Alcoholics Anonymous. And we discovered a common solution. In The Way Out, I see that around. I see that name used a lot. I think there's halfway, you know, rehab centers and stuff by that name around. I thought there was one up in Tampa that name, but I don't know, maybe not. But anyway, a common solution. I heard in one of the podcasts or something on this line, I think, that common solution, a little different take on that common solution. I think common solution is, okay, that I'm coming in this program, I need a common solution. My common solution was, teach me how to somehow be able to eat my alcoholic foods and overeat and not gain any weight and have peace of mind. You know, and I found out, well, that after a while I found out, especially in vision, no, that's not what happens here. It's a whole different thing. But the common solution I heard was that the food itself is a solution. The food's a solution. Well, how could that be when I, you know, spent so much time abusing food? Well, that's a solution because that leads me to the problem. So the food's not the problem. The food's a solution because that leads me to the problem. So then, well, and what's the problem? If food isn't the problem, what's the problem? Well, the problem is lack of power. You know, I didn't have the power previously to do anything. You know, it wasn't coming from, it wasn't funneled through me. It wasn't working right. Something wasn't working. And I had to get on, get a sponsor and get really honest. But so the problem was lack of power. So then what really was the solution? Well, the solution was
time.
Power. Power greater than myself. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. Now, Jody H., will you share with us, followed by Robin Joe B.? And Jody, if you'd let us know where you're calling from, please. Good morning, Jody.
Yes, good morning. This is Jody H., a recovering alcoholic. I'm reading the book at the same time I'm talking. A recovering food addict. I'm from Bangor, Maine. So much has been said, so much has been said that I was already thinking, but I could also join in with the, we have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. That brotherly and harmonious action is dependent on our reaching out to one another. I don't have an OA meeting in my city at this point that I know of. I've tried to find out if there's one. We're closing up everything right now. So anyway, I have found from listening to my sponsor that she has me call two newcomers and one recovered person every day. We can't get away from that feeling that everything is we. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. We did it. We found a common solution. We found this through this program and through Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. We have discovered a common solution. But it also requires harmonious, brotherly and harmonious action. I've come across so many newcomers who are afraid to call the sponsors that are offered at the end of the meeting. And I'm encouraging them to take that brotherly and harmonious action. Listen to the sponsors that offer their numbers after the meeting. Hang in there on the line. Do it. Start now. Start today. Today is all we have, and exactly, we have today to change our lives and come to this discovering of a common solution. And I'm so glad that somebody steered me to A Vision for You, and I reached out on the sponsor line and got a sponsor, and am now living that common solution through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's just a blessing to be here. I thank you for those of you who are doing service today, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Jody H. And now we'll have Robin Joe B. share with us. And just to remind everybody, we are on page 17, the third paragraph, where it starts with the tremendous fact, reading that one paragraph only. And after Jody, Robin Joe B., I'm going to be opening up the lines for take a couple more names. So good morning, Robin. Joe, if you would tell us where you're calling from, please.
Yes, thank you so much. I am Robin Joe B. from Northern Missouri, and I am recovered by God's grace and for His and just have been really isolating. That seems to be my deal, my worst character defect. Maybe I used to always just think it was humiliation or humility or something, but I've come to realize it's really being selfish. I my time. And anyway, the tremendous fact that those two words reminded me, I just, as soon as I heard it again, tremendous fact, I thought, amazing grace, you know, tremendous. That's just a powerful, powerful word, just like amazing is a powerful word. And I also am reminded of the WE program that, you know, I heard a few years ago on a meeting that the letter M is, you know, we know how to make an M. And so the letter M, if it's sitting on the ground, can't fill it up, you know. But the letter W, if it's sitting there, you can fill up those spaces there. And that's what, you know, it just, that was a powerful vision for me to think of that. You know, it is a WE program. And I can remember when I was a teenager and I was overweight and I just hated myself and I was starting to be interested in boys, and I would go out and run, and I would make myself run. Really, it was a bulimia exercise that I was doing, but I would just chant the whole time. It was either going to be me forever in this world, fat and lonely, or if I could keep running and lose weight, maybe it would be a WE someday, you know. And I'm just thankful that I'm recovered and have been recovered for a few years now, eating the same weight and measured food pretty much every day. And, you know, I have all of you. I didn't realize there were 7,000 of us now. I used to pray, you know, God, just give me one good friend to do this with me. I just need one accountability partner. And, oh, my goodness, we're all over the world. I'm not a freak. I'm not alone. And neither are any of you. And I am just really tickled to be a part of this fellowship. And thank you for letting me speak up. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Robin Joby. And now I'm going to open up the lines. If there's a couple people, I'll take two names of people who would like to share. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share this morning on that paragraph, third paragraph, page 17, starting with the tremendous fact? Who would like to share this morning?
Stephanie N.
Stephanie N. And I'll take one more name.
Janice K.
Janice K. Great. All right. Stephanie N., if you'd share with us, please, and tell us where you're calling from this morning.
Hi, this is Stephanie N., recovered in Kansas. And the line that jumps out at me here is, this is the great news this book carries to those who suffer. And, you know, the great news was the truth that the book brought. I had never known that I had an allergy of the body or an obsession of the mind. And when I read this for the first time, I was confronted with the truth and I couldn't deny it. I mean, I wanted to deny it, and I was waiting for a few months for my sponsor to say, well, you're just a heart eater, you know, just go on, you'll be fine. But I knew every time that I would listen to the meetings and every time I would read the book that this was the truth, and I couldn't deny it. And that was the great news, because every other diet plan that I had looked at and every other person I had talked to kept telling me I just needed more willpower and I just needed this diet plan, or I just need to combine these foods and all these methods and all these things, and none of them worked. And I always felt so much shame that I couldn't control this, that I couldn't take care of it. But the book brought me this great news that there was no shame, because this is a disease that I didn't choose, and there was a way out. And the way out was to put down my alcoholic foods and ingredients and to pick up the steps and to trust in my higher power, and not only to trust in my higher power, but to cultivate a relationship through that higher power, through prayer and meditation and service to others. And just getting outside of myself. That was the other great news, that I didn't have to be caved in on myself anymore, and I didn't have to be afraid of the people around me and afraid of rejection, that I could start to, you know, look outwards and see that I'm not so different from these people around me, and to have the courage to reach out and to ask for help and to give help. And then it says, to those who suffer, and there was a lot of suffering, and, you know, it was mostly the mental anguish of, you know, constantly being on that hamster wheel of, should I eat it? Shouldn't I eat it? And just the shame and the guilt and the constant thought of food and how not to use it, or how to use it and how I could use it to benefit me most. And, you know, the physical suffering too, but, and then the suffering in my relationship. So there was a lot of suffering, but this book does carry great news, and I'm very grateful for it, and I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie N. And now Janice K., will you share with us, please? And tell us where you're calling from, if you would.
Okay, this is Janice K. calling from Oregon. One of the things that I noticed is having, Bill is an ad man. He's a salesman. And even so, he has a time with the superlatives. What kind of fact is it? It's tremendous. It's a common solution. We can absolutely agree. It's brotherly and harmonious action. And sometimes it's difficult to come up with superlatives, something that's big enough and grand enough to describe what it's like when you leave the disease and the suffering behind. But he's giving it a good go here, and he is working his best. It's kind of amuses me, because this is a time when they were limited to existing language. You didn't get gigantic absolutely, we can agree, or positively, this is what we're going to do. But he has here in the superlatives, he has tremendous and common solution. And I think one of the greatest superlatives and descriptors of all time was saying, we have been rocketed into the fourth dimension. It's really hard to describe the difference that comes about in our ability when we begin to focus on others and not on ourselves. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. And we do have time for another share. Is there someone who would like to share with us who has not shared in the last few meetings? Would like to share? We have space for one more person. Is there someone who would like to share out there?
Hi, Don. This is Carol H.
Carol H., go ahead. Take it away.
Hi,
we have about a 2-minute share.
Don't worry, I'll be brief. This is Carol H. in Colorado, and I've been listening to the meetings this morning and just hearing so many good things. And, you know, when I came in, the great fact was, there was evidence, because facts to me mean there's evidence that it's true. And there was great evidence in meetings I went to that there was some sort of solution, which I didn't understand yet. But eventually, you know, the message that kept being repeated, which sometimes got a little bit clouded by, you know, outside issues and food plans, et cetera. But the message was the 12 steps. And just really grateful to know that for myself this at this time, and to be able to share that with others, to know that the message is really in the steps. And I'm grateful to be able to share. Sorry for the puppy in the background, which is why I don't share often, but I'm certainly grateful to be part of this fellowship. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Carol H., and thank you to everyone who shared this morning. You really made this meeting just very, very special. So we will now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. This is Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Page 164 in the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.